Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
Hello, this is Mike Tate. I'm the host of the Small-Time Leader podcast, and you are in for a treat today. My amazing and courageous guest today is Romina Muhammadi. Romina is the kind of young lady you wish your kids would hang out with. Romina was born in Albania and moved to America when she was 17 years old by herself to pursue her American dream. She attends Florida State College at Jacksonville, where she studies business administration, is also president of the Society for Human Resource chapter there. This year, she took initiative with a colleague in England and has established a chapter of the Negotiation Club for the state of Florida. While going to school, working full-time, and bringing her family to live with her in Jacksonville, she decided to start her own podcast, which is called RM Podcast of Florida, that has a worldwide audience today. Romina talks about her American journey as being on a roller coaster, but with her, how can I make this better and what can I learn from this mindset? She's had a fantastic ride so far, and it looks like it's just beginning. Welcome, Romina. It is so good to talk with you again. What a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, I met Romina about a couple of weeks ago. She has a podcast and a fellow podcaster. I was just so impressed with her. I wanted to have her on my little small-time leader show. So before we start talking about the person who made a big difference in your life, tell us something you're thankful for today.
Absolutely. So I started practicing actually this while back. I have a notebook that I write something that I'm grateful or thankful for the day. And today I would say I'm definitely thankful for my family, my parents even helping me with the smallest things or just being there supporting. Sometimes we tend to take things for granted when we're not supposed to. So in hard moments, that phone call away, just, you know, asking how you are or just doing a small errand for you. My mom actually recently did something that helped me and took a big weight off my shoulder that it's so small, but it's so meaningful to me. Uh-huh. So I would definitely say I'm thankful for my family and for them being there and both of us having a great support system.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. And especially Romina during this time of Corona that we're going through and all that, our families are really pulling together. I think we're learning to count our blessings a little bit more as well. So thanks for sharing that. So tell me about that small time leader in your life who made a big difference by just a small thing they did.
Absolutely. So this one is kind of one of my not so proudful moment, I would say sometimes, but is one of the most teachable moments. Mm-hmm. This is when I was first trying to become a leader and a coach and trying to train and help other agents in the company that I was working. And I remember my mentor actually put me aside one day and she said, "Romina, you are really phenomenal at what you do." She said, "But you're not patient and you don't have tactic." And I said, What are you talking about? Like, I'm awesome. Like, I know what I'm doing. Yeah. She said, "Yes, you are." She said, "But you're trying to make everybody be Romina." She said, "It would be a crazy world if everybody was like Romina." She said, "So you need to learn how to be patient. And if sometimes when your trainees are not responding correctly to, you know, your material," she said, "you get impatient and sometimes your face shows it." So she said, "You have to know when people don't perform necessarily to the level that you love them to. It's not because they're doing it intentionally." She said, "But everybody has a different learning pace and everybody's trying to do their best." Uh-huh. She said, "So if somebody gives not so great of an answer while you're doing a training," she said, "you have to know how, like, they're trying their best within their capability and you need to learn how to be adaptive." She said, because you don't have tactic and you come out very harsh when it's coming actually from a very good point of view.
Right.
And at first I thought, I was like, okay, Nora, you're being silly. And then I noticed that on my next sessions of training, and I said, oh, I see what you're saying. And it's such a small thing that I took it as offensive a little bit at first, but it has helped me so much, so much within the next few years until this day, just helping others and being patient and trying to be more understandable, like genuinely understandable towards the other party.
Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically-based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show. So you have the good heart, but the way you come across is maybe putting some people off sometimes. And so you said applying in your life. What about in your work, your business now, your consulting business? How does that affect your work in your business world?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a nice heart. Like, I want to help people, but sometimes I expect things to be done Romina way and not understand that there is other ways. Mm. And this is all like, if you ask somebody, do you think you're right? Like, they would love to be right. So it's on my consulting business, I've learned to listen more and to pay attention more. So this dives into me actually learning how to even read body language, or how to even ask more tactical questions or deeper questions somebody, to actually bond with them and understand them a lot more, so I can understand, like, the, you know, why they're doing what they're doing, or why they're saying what they're saying. So it goes a lot way. So it's not even me being patient now, but it opened a whole different, you know, world that I had no idea existed.
That's crazy. That's great. Believe me, I know some people that are 55 and 60 who still don't have the self-awareness or coachability that you have, that will listen and take advice and take it to
heart. It's not easy. But sometimes you have to bite your tongue, and you said, just wait a second. And then you're like, good, I bite my tongue. It worked.
Oh, so when you bite your tongue, do you say something to yourself? Do you something that puts you back in this mode of being more tactful?
Yeah, I have this thing that I bite my tongue and I say in myself, think, Romina, patient. Think, Romina, patient. And I say like up to 10 times, especially if I'm like very nervous, or like in a moment that I just want to say something, I know it's not the right thing. I just bite my tongue and I smile and I say, think, Romina, be patient, think, Romina. Like, I practice that, and I might look silly, but it works.
Well, no, it sounds like it works. And I guess talking to yourself is a good thing. So during this time that we've had, you know, really the tough times we're going through here in America at this time, and your family, I guess, in Albania as well, that you're with, how's that helped you with cope with the stress of this situation? Has that played a part?
It definitely has played a part. Like, I had a big personal life event that happened about 7 years ago that there's no way that I could have coped with everything that is happening in the world right now, with the way that I'm coping it with right, like, as of right now. If it was me 7 years ago, I would have probably gone bananas, that, like, the expression says. But just, it's definitely very important. And actually, over the last weekend, just because I genuinely want to help people, I start dialing all my childhood friends from Albania. Some of them lived in Italy, and some of them still live in Albania. And I start asking them, like, how are you? How is the family? Because it hit even worse there. Yeah. And it was really sweet, because my mom called me this morning and she said, you talk to one of your childhood friends, that our parents are friends. And she said, the lady, she said, Romina added like happiness hours on my life, just asking and remembering us in such tough times. Like, we just need that sweet word right now. Wow. And my mom was so proud of it. And I was like, I did it because I wanted to help, but I didn't understand how meaningful that was for somebody.
Right.
So that being patient and trying to be understanding and try to, you know, try to put myself in somebody else's position, it has shown improvement, and I'm happy I could make somebody's day or make somebody feel better in a hard moment.
Right. Just by simply reaching out. I saw in your bio that you love the hope theory, help one person every day. It sounds like you're doing that, and you've learned a better way to do it than you did it in your past. So, well, Romina, thanks so much for being on our podcast today. And we'll have information about Romina, how to get in touch with her, on the show notes. But thanks again, and we'll see you on Thursday on the following podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.